ever make it up to him. He kissed my cheek. I love you, Mom. He held me in his eyes until mine clouded over. Where does it hurt most? Let's see. My head and hand are screaming, but I also have a splitting foot and leg ache. He'd heard my stories over the years, so he knew I had a high tolerance for pain. When I was pregnant with his older brother, Jason, I labored in the hospital for 3 days straight, refusing all pain medicine. And who could blame me? In my first trimester, my nearly retired doctor had prescribed certain pills to stop my bleeding. When they didn't work, he told me I could lose the baby. Horrified, I hightailed it to a different doctor for a second opinion. When I showed him the pills, he turned beet red. You don't want to be taking these. And with that, he flung the bottle into the trash. What's wrong with the pills? I said, heart pounding. They won't hurt the baby, will they? He cleared his throat. Well, they're similar to another drug that causes birth defects. My knees went weak as I cried out to God, please, may this baby be normal. I prayed that same prayer every day until my due date. Even more after the date came and left. It passed me by 3.5 weeks. A cruel joke, I thought. The big day did finally come, however, and the first thing I did when I saw my sweet little Jason was count his fingers and toes and whisper a heartfelt thank you, Jesus. Just like I whispered now, as I pushed the morphine button with one hand and squeezed Jeff's hand with the other. Thank you, Jesus, for my amazing sons. Jeff's lips curved into a smile, and I let myself sink back into my pillow. Where had all the years gone? I remembered being his age, 19, out of high school, eager to take on the world and get married. A chill swept the room. Eddie. Where was he? Surely he hadn't left Jeff all alone to deal with this by himself. The poor guy didn't even know when or if I'd wake up. Honey, has your dad been here? He stiffened. Yeah, he stopped by at the beginning. But he had to go. You know, Dad, he gets tired. Clenching my teeth, I didn't know what to say. I was too tired to pursue it anyway. The pain kept pressing in. It pressed with such fury that I was in and out of it. Bless my son's heart. He stayed at my side the whole time. The next day, a nurse poked into the room. Up for visitors? They're from Garrett's. I ran my fingers through my hair. Sure.